Welcome to the special episode of PageCast, recorded live from the Smitten Cafe for the Franschhoek Literary Festival. I'm Sundi, the social media coordinator at Jonathan Moore Publishers, but I'm also known as Sundi Kive on all my bookish socials. And I'm joined by two of our amazing members of the JBP crew. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and on Instagram, I am just reading with Thandolwe Tu. I am a bookstagrammer, and I got the privilege of being part of the JBP crew for the Franschhoek Literary Festival.
Hi, I'm Yuta Romanes. I suppose I'm the other half with Tandi here at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Really excited to be here because it is my first time actually attending the festival, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and our topic for today is essentially just reflecting on the moments that moved us throughout this festival. So what panels we enjoyed, what our impressions were of the festival, because we're all first-timers for the Franschhoek Literary Festival, or at least in this capacity.
Well, I love how we firstly can have these joint core memories. And oddly enough, the one thing I'd want to say about the Literary Festival as a whole is that it's such an amazing community with different book lovers. And this is actually how I landed up finding Emily, because we were sitting in such a cool, very interactive, I want to say spicy session with four women authors, all local. And I love the banter, how you get to learn about other authors. It's such a great place also to pick up and add books to your TBR, get books, which I know Tanda you are doing, and then making sure that you get it signed by the author.
Exactly. Oh, and Emily Rachel Reeds is joining us. She's also part of our reviewer community. She'll jump in.
Thank you for having me.
And on this note, I also forgot I meant to share my socials at Yuta Romanes, UTE Hermanis, like the place.
Yeah, so starting off, what was everyone's first impressions once arriving in Franschhoek for the festivals?
I think for me, the views were breathtaking, for one. I always thought the Cape Town mountains were beautiful, but the Franschhoek mountains are even better. So it was very breathtaking. I also think as someone that comes from Joburg, you know, the hustle and bustle of Joburg, this felt like a much deserved escape.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Definitely.
And it's so fitting, right? Because books are a form of escapism in itself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh, you know, I think that I just enjoy being in Franschhoek. It's not an area I come to quite often. So it's very charming, nostalgic, and we're all here for the love of books, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just enjoying having life in Franschhoek for the weekend.
I'm very much also enjoying being here and enjoying the scenery. As much as I'm working, I am enjoying having a nicer place to work than the office.
It's giving main character.
It's giving main character energy. I think we're all feeling a bit
Princess
of main character
energy right now.
Yeah. Like it's the Jonathan Ball Publishers crew take on Franschhoek.
Period.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly the spirit we're going. So how did it feel experiencing this as both a reader, but also as a content creator? I'm sort of has to capture the spirit and everything going on at the festival.
I like the duality of it, to be honest. I never like being just one thing. So it's so great to see the behind the scenes, see everyone else also wearing the black t-shirt saying Jonathan Ball Publishers, because you're like, you're my people. And, you know, you run around, you get to interact a little bit more with the authors, catch them for questions, and also actually just pay attention much more closely to the audience's facial expressions, the amount of joy that they have in their face. And also, obviously, now you're listening with a closer detail to what they are asking the authors during the questionnaire section. So I'm loving it, but I'm not going to lie. It's also tricky because you're so invested. And then at the same time, you're like, oh, yes, content. And then you're going from the one venue right to the next one. And often the times are so close by and you're like, oh, how do I do all of this and make that kind of like perfect balance? I think I'm figuring that out as the weekend progresses.
I think for me, I would say it has been an amazing experience. I think also just more than books, this festival promotes community. And I think that's what has been coming out. And I think also it has given us the opportunity to have the discussions that we normally shy away from.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, amazing, you know, either than just speaking about books on the surface, we, you know, diving deep. But I think also the sessions that I've attended have exposed me to different types of books. I'm a non-lit girl, and, you know, going to sessions about art, things that I would have never imagined. But now I'm like, actually, that's something I want to invest in. And I must say also just moving around has been a movie. I was just saying earlier that it feels like you're in an episode of The Amazing Race because you're literally running from one place to another. But so far, definitely so good.
And even on that note, lessons I have learned post day one is have a bottle of water in your bag. In case something also happens with my shoes, I've even packed a pair of Vans in because I'm so clumsy. And I kid you not, been making my way to my first session today, I had coffee in my hand and I tripped. I went sideways and the coffee went this way. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
And now the weekend is also kind of becoming full circle. But I agree with you as well, Tando, on the on learning about new things, because we were sitting in a really interesting conversation this morning about abstract art and how you write about it from an African perspective as well. And it's such a cool way to expose yourself to new things. And then I'm thinking, oh my word, I've never heard about this word. Now you're making notes. You're like, mm-hmm. And then you listen to the other questions and you're like, wow. And when you ask a question and you're like, I'm actually really smart. And you're like, I never thought about this way, but you know, it makes sense. What about you?
I think for me, just I only arrived this morning, but I immediately felt so welcome.
Yeah.
I drove up quite early this morning and it was very misty. And honestly, as I drove into Frantic, like the mist cleared, it was like the heavens were opening. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm home. Like, but just being around everybody, like, I mean, just, meeting up with you guys, I think connecting about something we're all so passionate about.
Yeah.
Has been, so, so wonderful.
Yeah, it's really like, and speaking of those panels, I attended one on like dystopian world making, and I'm really not a dystopian girly, not a sci-fi girly, except like Jurassic Park. But it was so interesting. And, you know, being exposed to these new perspectives and realizing, actually, I am kind of interested in that sort of thing. So like still speaking on panels, are there any panels in particular that moved you? Or taught you something new that you didn't really consider one before you got to the festival?
I think for me, I'll say I enjoyed pretty much all of the sessions I've attended. The one that really stood out for me, I wouldn't say taught me something different, but it is, you know, shining a light on women and girls and, you know, speaking about girlhood and womanhood and what that means for us and not necessarily what it means because of what other people are telling us it should mean, you know. So that conversation, I think, was titled A Cheeky Chat with the Cheeky Natives. We had Abi Dare and I think Andy Letele. So I love that. I love that.
I was also in that one and I was nearly moved to tears.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was amazing. When they were doing the readings, I was nearly moved to tears. It was a gorgeous one.
Isn't it so special when you are in a room with one of your favorite authors and they start reading some of those things and you're like, it's becoming a little bit more reality. I love it when book moments become real, because then it's not only something that you sat in your room or wherever you'd like read it. Maybe there was a spicy scene and you were kind of trying to shy away so the people around you don't see it. And then, you know, it's right there and you feel like you're part of the moment. You know, I would probably say that I've been learning a lot of things I don't know.
Yeah.
And one thing was I learned about, I think you say it's a doula. I didn't really know that that was a thing. I don't want to sound uncultured or like I didn't know, but it was like entering into a new world. And I learned a bit more about that in a session I attended over the weekend called The Stone in Your Pocket. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. And it was also very much about like AI in South Africa. But the one that I really enjoyed was the session Emily and I actually attended right now. What exactly was it called again?
Let me have
We're looking for our pamphlet.
So it was called The Heart of the Matter.
Yes. And they spoke about their different writing styles. And when they started doing that, then Joke, she was the panelist for the entire discussion. She kind of just did a little reading on the first page of each book and you got to learn a little bit more about the writing styles.
And they're all so different.
Yeah.
So different, but so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the first person to kind of a combination of both. It's so fascinating.
I've never heard of that as well. Like starting a book in first person and then moving into third person, but within one chapter.
Yeah. So Jackie said that she writes like that. And then it starts from first person, but also kind of to balance the ego or to squash it.
Yeah.
She writes in that third person. And it was so interesting just learning a bit more about how they get into their writing. And also the spicy scenes and where they've written it.
Yeah.
Because,
oh my God.
Sure, we learned today. And everyone started laughing in the room. So Jackie said that she has written really spicy session pieces in church. And she had a...
confession.
That's the stupid one.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Okay.
And then there was another one. Shame, I don't even know if we should be mentioning names. Yes, on the taxi. And then
it was so cute because she said she's writing the super spicy scene and the lady next to her on the taxi wants to like peer over and see what she was reading.
Yeah.
Intrigued. Sometimes you look at somebody's message when they're typing, you don't mean to.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, but please, like, enjoy.
And then Jackie said another one where she was doing research, and in order to really write it, she needs to experience it or understand it. So she was watching and getting inspo. She closed the laptop, she hops into a plane, and it was on full volume. Everyone started looking at her, and they were like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "And you know, when you're in an embarrassing situation, you somehow just don't know how to do anything." So she can't close the tab. She's struggling. And the funniest part was when they landed, the lady was like, "So what website was that?"
I feel like she needs to write that scene that she experienced into a book.
Yeah.
Like it needs
exactly.
No, I've heard of method acting. I've never heard of method writing. And it sounds like that's what these authors are up to.
No, but apparently Jo said a way to curb that is there's some new screen protector that has almost like a shading.
Oh, yeah.
So people can't see them. Yeah.
It's something to invest in.
Yeah, you guys have been really like out and about on the ground. But then also, how the rest of the world is experiencing this is through your guys' feet. So is there anything that in particular you're really proud of having captured or any content that you're very excited to share with everyone as the festival continues and draws to a close?
I think for me, the post I posted this morning of myself and Abidare is one of my favorite authors. So for me, that was like a full circle moment. As someone that started, you know, Bookstagram and didn't really know what I was going to do with it and where it would take me. And so for me to be in such spaces and with authors has just been so amazing.
Yeah.
And she responded to the post. Yay!
Did she repost it?
Yes, I think. I don't know.
We love that. We love that. So it's like stamp approved. You're a vibe. Are we following one another? Are you two following each other?
I haven't checked.
I'm sure that
we'll get that.
I'm sure that.
Checked.
Yes. Love that for you. Do you know, I'm working on a couple of posts and I can't wait to put it together, but I've been asking people and authors what their favorite comfort reads are, as well as just what they love about the Lit Fest and just recording it. It's so interesting to see how everyone has a different take. Like there are people who are saying that they're enjoying having those interesting encounters that really just change them and it leaves them with a take that is so profound. They kind of almost just change their brain chemistry. So having laughter with moments and also just connecting with books and the community here is so incredible. I mean, like I met Emily technically when she was leading a conversation for Joy Watson around her release of The X Effect. And so I didn't even realize you were in the same hall. She came up to me. She's like, Yuta, let's take a photo. We hopped into the stage.
Yes, with
all the authors. And they couldn't actually say no, so we took a photo. So I love everything about the Literary Festival here. It's books, it's community, it's bonding with people who share the same passions. And when you talk, and even meeting your favorite authors.
Mm.
With such a special link to it,
yeah.
With where we are right now, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Such a cool memory.
100%.
I love that. And is there any author that maybe for next year, like a dream wish list author, if, you know, Jonathan Ball could like wave a magic wand, which author would you love to see?
Sam Beckbasinger. love her.
I feel like that was the hardest question you could have asked me.
Yeah. Or just think of any author. Any author whose book you've read recently or one of your top authors. Because I know who mine is. It's never going to happen. But Kennedy Ryan. Because I was just speaking to our sales manager about like how excited everyone is whenever her books come out.
Yeah.
So I'm very much, if she can't come here, I'll go to her. But, you know, putting it out in the universe.
So, you know, I want to give you a different answer and say I'm such a fantasy girly. I love Samantha Shannon, hands down, probably be her. But just to make things a bit interesting, I think it would be great for Sarah J. Mass Mass to come down, because I think the question all of us have is, when is book 6 coming out from ACOTAR? You know?
That has been in our comment section for the past few days.
Exactly. So I feel like I would love to know the process of how she writes her books.
Yeah.
And what better setting than the French Literary Festival. So that would be my author for sure.
Yeah, I think we would need to pull a lot of strings
for that one, yeah.
But it's not going to stop us from trying.
At least, you know, I'm putting it out there.
Putting it out in the universe. Someone will hear it. Do you have a wish list?
So mine's also a fantasy romantic author. I want to sit down Rebecca Yarros.
I knew you were going to say that.
Interrogate all of our authors.
Can I have a little bit of a confession?
Yeah.
So I knew Emily was going to say that.
Oh,
I knew. However, I have never read that series yet.
Haven't read it either.
Immediately.
I'm so scared to read it. Because I'm already waiting for book 6 of ACOTAR. Now I'm just committed. Now the series. And I'm like, you know, you understand the process. But when the book leaves you on a cliffhanger, you just want more.
Yeah.
No, we're torturing ourselves.
I know.
We're torturing ourselves.
Well, okay. To wrap up, I just have one more question. As, you know, members of the Bookstagram community, which is a very, very big community, is there any advice that you would have for someone who either wants to be part of the JBP crew or really just wants to set themselves apart as a creator, especially in an environment like the books? Where it's really hard to try and find ideas for how to differentiate yourself from other people. So is there any piece of advice that you have for them?
I think for me, I would say be authentic, right? I think Bookstagram is a space that exposes you to so many people that are doing so many things.
Yeah.
And the best thing you could ever do is be yourself. You know, don't focus on how many books you're reading. Don't focus on what book you were reading. Just do it because you enjoy it and because you love it. So be authentic.
And I would probably add to it is I think a lot of the times people think it's quite intimidating to open a Bookstagram. You don't necessarily have the following count. So I'm a radio presenter, a broadcaster as a whole, content creator, and I have this huge passion for books, and I'm also here. And I think it's all about, yes, being authentic, but expressing the way that you love books and the way that suits you. Because you don't need to transform your entire page to books. I mean, that's great if you do, because we're all checking to add books to our TBR. But I think that that's even more interesting because it ties in with who you are. So last year, I saw people come to the French Literary Festival and I thought, oh my gosh, this is like the coolest thing ever. I was just getting back into reading. I was paging through every single book, thanks to a book talk event that I went to. And now I'm here. And it's been so much fun just learning a bit more about the literary world as well and being immersed in such an incredible space.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that if you want to open a Bookstagram or book talk account, there's space for you. There's space for you. Like, your voice is needed. Your story is needed. Yeah. How you come across, how you talk. We're all different people. We all have our own likes and dislikes. Don't feel pressure to like certain books.
Yeah.
To want to be a romance girly or like just be yourself, and you are needed. You are wanted. Yes. Please.
And you could be the person that by doing a different genre, people will want to read it.
Exactly.
Like, everyone's generally book talk girlies, fantasy, romance, fiction.
Mm.
What if you come in with, you love historical fiction?
Exactly.
And then suddenly we're all wanting to read historical fiction because you just did the coolest review about this book that we would have overlooked. And that's the beauty of book community.
Mm, exactly. As a fellow Bookstagrammer, I also have the exact same advice. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
People will react positively to it. Be truthful. Doesn't matter if you hated or loved a book. Be truthful, because on both sides, people can say you're just overhyping it,
yeah,
or you're just overly negative. It doesn't matter. This is everyone's separate experience with books. So really just enjoy what you're doing.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that's it from us today. It's been a really special podcast session.
Mm.
And also it's been a very special festival. So yeah, thank you for sharing your creativity with us, for sharing your time with us. And for everyone who's at Franschhoek, whether you're here for the Winelands, whether you're here for the festival, I hope you're having a great time. Until next time.
Cheers.
We're out.
Bye. We're out. Okay.